This is Mary Jane, and I'm outside of the Ken Club with the Roman Spring.
Hi, my name is Alex Albrecht. I play guitar and sing.
My name is Jake McLaughlin, and I play bass. And missing is Tim Powers, who plays guitar, and Joe Gastelum, who plays drums.
Spring get together?
The initial Roman Spring project was a little infant baby of mine that I've been working on since roughly the senior year of high school. It didn't really evolve into anything until I met Jake working with Louis XIV, and through that we just decided, hey, let's make something happen. And then we brought in, Jake knew Tim and Joe. They came basically as a pair. They're also good friends that played in bands together in the past. I want to cite one right now. It's Rhythms of Ep was their former band.
Also and Gadfly.
Gadfly. Not too sure the history on that one.
Yeah, but Joe played drums in Gadfly.
And then, we started playing in Jake's den, just going off the demos I'd created. And then, we stepped it up and started playing shows this last, almost a year. We started in last June. It's our first show here.
Actually, our first show was here at the Ken Club, June 24th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the day and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I also graduated high school that day and had a 102 fever.
Yeah.
So it was intense show.
And I don't think you let us know that. I don't know. I can't remember, but I felt after the fact I found out you had a fever and you graduated that day, but maybe I'm wrong.
So you guys are signed under Pineapple Recording Group. How long have you been with them?
Well, technically, we don't know if we're signed to Pineapple Recording Group, but they are our good friends, obviously. Jason Hill and Brian Karsig of Louis XIV started that label, and they heard Alex's demos before the band was even started and got very excited about those, and we're very interested in that, and since then they've been working on their record, and they've been very busy trying to get that record done. They've made their studio very accessible to us and have talked about plans in the future, but we don't know where that stands exactly, but we hope and would love to work with them and be involved with that.
Okay, so do you guys think you'd like to collaborate with the band, or do you see that happening possibly?
You mean with Louis?
Yeah.
Collaboration in terms of musically?
Or anything.
Jason, my relationship with Jason is somewhat that of a mentor to a protege, if you will. And he sees a lot of ideas in the recording side of things. And we share a lot of common ideas and how things might be produced and how to create the best sounds. And so if we do collaborate, it's definitely going to be behind a control board, defining a sound using our heads basically together. So
also Brian Karsig, who is Jason's partner at Louis XIV, is the most phenomenal producer of background vocals, and I would personally love to see him produce Ooze and Oz, if you know what I mean by that, for our stuff, for Alex's stuff. I could really see that being cool, but I think in the studio is where most of that collaboration would be.
Okay, so I read that I think the songs that you have posted on your webpage were all done by Alex by himself, and now you guys are just playing them as a band live. Is that a way of making music that you want to continue in the future, or do you see yourselves recording as a band?
That's an interesting question. Having the demos that I've created as a framework make it easier for us to produce songs quicker, I feel. As long as I keep producing them myself, of whatever quality, it gives the band a very definite idea of how the song and the scope of things should come together in the end. However, it does leave a lot of open room for the individual musicians to go ahead and elaborate on their parts. And of course, when we do turn it into a live piece, it's definitely going to be reworked, just because we snowball it and we just throw ideas out there a lot of times. We have yet to really write anything from scratch as one. However, we could easily evolve in that direction. We seem to like the method now, so that seems to work. We might stick with that for an indefinite amount of time.
Okay, well, your band was recently featured in City Beat magazine, and in the little review they said that you guys, with all these demos, used like pirated equipment and really cheap recording equipment. So is that a sound you like and would also like to continue with, or are you wanting to kind of expand on that?
Well, there is a interesting and nice aesthetic to lo-fi recording, which is neat, and I always like to have something. Ideally, we'd like to go back and record everything properly at a nice studio with nice equipment. As far as the pirated stuff, it was just really our way of making something happen, making something that I can show the band. And if people dig that, then we'll definitely continue to provide those. However, ideally, we're going to, at some point, when we create proper recordings, have everything done right at a real studio and not use our own gear. But we are in the process of upgrading our own stuff, so it won't be cheap and pirated anymore. But as far as keeping it done in-house, we like to do that a lot as well.
I feel like we're lucky that our music caters itself to a lo-fi sound. I know there's a lot of bands out there that might be in a different genre or a different situation where they record themselves and people just simply say that sounds bad, but fortunately for us, I guess our sound caters to a lo-fi sound, and we can definitely utilize a real studio and still make it sound old and lo-fi, but much more presentable, and we hope to do that real soon.
Or contemplating adding like a keyboardist to the band. Is that still something you'd like to do?
We have a lot of options available to us. There was talk about reworking some of the procedure and the layout of the band, but nothing I can say right now is going to be definite. I can change my mind a million times, and I have already. But as far as a keyboard player is something we'd like to see happen, because as the music evolves and the demos become a little bit more than what a four-piece band can handle in terms of replicating it part for part. So I like using the keyboard, I like playing the keyboard, and I'd like to incorporate that in the future. But if that doesn't come about, then we'll have to just use the live realm and the recorded realm as two different pieces for people to observe in a way. That's the kind of attitude I have about it. So
Alex plays the keys when he records stuff, and it's very minimal in a lot of ways. I wouldn't say you were a keyboard player,
no.
But he's very able to write parts for the keys. And if we can find somebody that's willing to be minimal in that department like we want, who knows? Maybe it would get complex, but I could very much see that happening, but we're able to continue the way we are if we need to. We don't feel as though we need to duplicate the recordings for live. If you're good as a band in the studio, or Alex in the studio, and you're good live, then it works. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because I was just going to say, I mean, besides keyboard, it's being an additional instrument, they kind of bring, like, a certain essence to bands and a more popish sound. And yeah. I didn't know if that was something you wanted to explore or not.
Well, I am a huge fan of organs and a Fender Rhodes, for instance, and as a different type. I like the sound of them. And when I mean keys, I would want to draw this distinction between synth and a keyboard player, as in a classically trained pianist. Mm-hmm. Not a synthy, nothing in the realm of, like, techno, for instance. So we can very much produce the keys in a way that would come off as less poppy. We can just do it, treat it as another guitar playing a lead, for instance. But there's a million of options, so poppy, definitely, possibly, but
yeah,
not that poppy.
I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens, yeah.
Okay, so what are some of your guys' pet peeves?
Peeves.
Like in general, or like
involving music? I have not rehearsed an answer for that question.
I like, you know, it's funny. I like to say that being on time and being responsible and that kind of stuff is a pet peeve of mine. But at the same time, I have a hard time living up to that ideal as well.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing with our band. When we're supposed to gather as a group, it's always like an hour window. And some of us get there at the time we've said, but we know if the other person shows up within an hour, it's still acceptable. And we definitely deal with that a lot, I think. but that's the only thing that comes to mind for me, is like that kind of stuff.
I don't like big lifted trucks. I mean, maybe a couple went by just now, and something subconsciously pissed me off. No, bros.
Yeah.
Bros
and their big lifted trucks.
All right, so when the Roman Spring isn't writing, practicing, or playing music, what can they usually be found doing?
I enjoy playing video games. Other than that, I do yoga from time to time. Took a lot of yoga in high school, and I continue doing that. Mm-hmm. Eastern philosophies are very interesting to me. And avoiding schoolwork.
Yeah.
Alex is a college student as well, first year of college, so
yes,
he's taking some classes, which mostly relate to music as well.
Yeah.
We kind of live the life of music, so it's hard to think of stuff that doesn't relate to music. I work at a recording studio in town and do live sound at the Casbah and here at the Ken and a few other places. And that's what I enjoy doing when I'm not doing music. But I also just love movies. I used to love reading books, but I can't find the time anymore.
Books are nice.
Yeah. Alex is a history buff.
Yeah.
He has all kinds of weird information about history that I wish I would have learned in college.
I enjoy Wikipedia. It's very fruitful, and endless amounts of information have kept me up many nights.
But Tim, our guitar player, is very into video games as well. Mm-hmm. So him and Alex have that that connection. And I don't know. What do you think Joe's free time is filled with? I don't know. But
I can think of things that...
But we're basically a bunch of nerds, so anything you can think of your basic nerd would be interested in, I guess.
Well, do you guys play that guitar game? Like that little... With the little guitar thing?
Guitar Hero?
Dude, yeah.
I love it. Have you played it yet?
I can't stand Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
What?
Because he's into the complex games. I'm not a video gamer at all. I like racing games, and I like Guitar Hero.
A lot of guitarists don't like that game because
it's not very realistic as far as playing guitar.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it makes me feel like I can play it. So.
Yeah. Recently at the studio I work at, a band brought in Guitar Hero. We have a PlayStation or whatever it is that goes through, and they left it there for the week they were there, and I got very addicted. And would find myself stuck there. But since I haven't had it, but I think there's like a night here in town at a bar where they have like Guitar Hero night.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and I've been really wanting to go, but you have to bring your own controller, and I don't have a controller, but I'm really interested to go watch it and see it. I think it's pretty cool.
All right, so one of your past show flyers really caught my attention as being kind of scandalous. And so I thought that was exciting. But what do your promotional materials try to convey?
Jake, that's more your department. As of late.
I make most of the posters recently. Alex made some stuff when we first got started, but he's obviously overwhelmed with the writing side of things, and I'm very interested in that, so he let me kind of take part and we collaborate as much as possible. But I think that will always change, and right now it has a certain feel to it, but look for new things. And I just try and convey a good time, because in the promotion I want it to look like come out and have a good time, and that's what I try and produce there, you know what I mean?
So in terms of your music, when will you be content with how things are going?
When will we be content?
Well, I'm content right now.
I'm content right now. As long as we could have a steady flow of shows to be playing, things to rehearse for, and time to write new songs, record, promote. You know, this is just, we're just in the middle of putting in our time, really. So I expect everything that is happening for us in terms of just being productive is exactly what I expect us to be doing. Obviously, don't expect any kind of instant reward or success. And I feel the more we put into it, the more we're going to get out of it. So,
me personally, I like to say I learned bass by being in this band. I wasn't much of a musician beforehand. I'm a hack in most of what I do. I'm a photographer. I'm an engineer. And I'm a bass player, and luckily I came across Alex, who the bass lines I play are his bass lines, and I'm very fortunate to have someone teach them to me and learn them, and I feel like I'm getting better. I will be content when I can play them without trying so hard. Sometimes I feel like I'm trying too hard to make them sound right, so I'm looking forward to the time when I can relax and play them. And I'm also looking forward to, we often lately get criticized for playing a lot right now, and the motivation behind that was we had these songs that Alex recorded and we tried to replicate them live, and it wasn't an easy task because he sounded great in his demos, and we had to become a band, and I can't wait until we're comfortable in those shoes and we're able to, he's constantly coming up with new ideas, and we can't keep up with the ideas, you know. And like tonight we wanted to debut some new songs and they just weren't quite ready. And I can't wait until that comes fast and we're able to keep up with that side of things.
Is there any genre of music that you just can't get into or that you won't give a chance?
It's a matter of which one can I think of. Jake, if you can think of anything.
Me personally, like, I think it would be different for everyone you ask. Joe and Tim, the band they were in before this was a hip-hop band. Mm-hmm. And the other band Joe was in was a reggae band. I've had lots of experience working with bands that were reggae and ska. I'm very into The Clash. I like all genres of music. I love old country. I love jazz. I love classical. I'm open-minded to so much stuff. So for me, no. I feel like there's two kinds of music, good and bad. I know that's very cliche. I'm sure a lot of people have said that, but if it works for me, then that's great, you know. So that's how I feel about it.
Anything I see on MTV now, Fuse, all those stations up there, I don't know, just pop music lately in terms of rock, the hardcore / emo kind of music that is coming out lately, might as well be, to me, farting on a microphone and hiring a nice producer, putting it in shiny wrappings and selling it to masses of kids is not my thing. And I can't get into that music at all.
Me personally, I can find it, even in those genres, like one band that I'm like, those guys are good at what they do. But the majority of the replications of that band and the people that are doing the watered down versions, I can't stand it. But it's tricky because I won't necessarily, there's a lot of bands that I can appreciate, but I won't play them at home on my stereo, you know what I mean? So
Do you guys have any secret or unusual talents?
I don't know. I can sleep for 20 hours.
I can wiggle my ears. I don't know. A lot of people can't wiggle
really?
Their ears. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I can make my ears move dramatically. And that's about it. Like, secret talents, I don't think so. I wish I did.
I took a Japanese fencing course once, and I don't know where I'll ever use that knowledge, but maybe someday when I need to defend myself with a samurai sword, I don't know. What can I say?
Recently, though, he almost had the opportunity because it was funny. I got a text from Alex once, and he's like, there's a girl in my backyard. And I was like, what does that mean exactly?
We had someone wander into our yard the other day, which is very close in proximity to where we rehearse and keep a lot of gear. It's just a little eerie having people stumbling onto your property and not being coherent enough to explain who they are and then have to chase them off with a weapon.
And they,
it's never fun.
Him and his roommate, they ended up grabbing one of his swords. I don't know if it was the wooden one or the real one because he likes that kind of stuff. And came out, and I was like, you attacked this girl who you said she seemed like she was on drugs.
She was, I don't know. I don't know. She did not speak, and she had a hard time coordinating the opening the fence and just the whole moving with your body. It seemed very hard for her. Gasping a lot, yeah. It was
so
weird.
The sword came in handy.
Yeah. Well, they didn't leave. I told them to... I'm coming back with something.
Yeah.
So. She was probably like a groupie fan or something, and you just scared her off forever.
We contemplated that perhaps she was somebody that was like a little into it, but I think we ruled it out.
Yeah.
If you can think of it, what's the best, worst pickup line you've ever heard or used?
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
There's lots of really bad ones out there. I don't feel like I've used a pickup line really, but I really like there's a lyric to a Bright Eyes song. I'm a big fan of Bright Eyes. I don't want to, like, the rest of the band by no means might not be into them at all. We all have very different tastes, but there's a pickup line in one of his songs where he's like, "I like your shoes, you know, like let's go, you know, kind of thing." But I can't think of anything. Nice shoes. Want to go? Want to fuck?
Can we swear?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh. Go ahead.
It's the internet.
No, I got nothing.
Okay.
Which is probably why I'm single. So,
is there, like, we were talking about MTV earlier, or is there like a single on the radio or really popular song right now that you don't want to admit that you like, but you end up playing really loud anyway?
The band Death Cab for Cutie had a single out from their recent. I'm not up to date with them. I think they have an album that's somewhat recent. But anyways, their first single from that, musically, I thought it was pretty catchy. As much as I don't like the band, sonically they had some great tones in that. Some of the drum sounds and the snare sounds, especially, were awesome. And I respect them for that, and so, but it's not a band I would go out and tell the world I adore by any means.
Okay. I unfortunately, very fortunately, for some weird reason, in my car, I get K-Earth 101 from LA, which is the oldies, like 60s station,
yeah.
And that's all I listen to. And it works. I live near the coast. We live near the coast, and it picks it up very well. But I'll get in my wife's car, and it doesn't get it at all. So I feel like I'm blessed with K-Earth 101. And so there's not a lot of stuff on the radio that I like. I'll admit I do listen to the radio stations, and there's stuff that I do like. But I prefer older stuff, you know what I mean? So.
Is there anything that you guys are working on right now, and where do you see yourself going in the next couple of years?
We have a backlog of songs that, like Jake mentioned earlier, I tend to write a lot of songs, more songs than what we can keep up with and, you know, feasibly and logistically pull off. So in the meanwhile, we're trying to divide our rehearsal times to practice and actually rehearse finished songs. We have just, like I said, a backlog of songs that are ready just to be polished off and exposed to, you know, the people we play in front of that night. Where do we see ourselves? Hopefully on the road soon. Yeah. I don't know. We haven't really played very far. We've gone to LA. We've played there. We've played in Arizona. However, we haven't really taken the steps to plan out any kind of tour or something like that. I enjoy doing in the relatively near future.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to getting a recording that we are proud of that we can hand out, and we really are excited to put together like a 4-song EP and really just give it out for free and get it to the people and try and get something happening here in San Diego. And then, yes, from there, I'm really excited to do L.A. and San Francisco and Arizona, all the nearby areas, and be kind of weekend warriors and try and establish followings there as well. And I am very excited about Alex's new stuff, and I'm very excited to get that stuff happening. At the same time, it's a constant battle because I really like the stuff we have now, and I hope it doesn't filter anything out. So there's that, but at the same time, I really like to think that we take it day by day, show by show. I'm a person that really feels like nothing lasts forever, and you never know where things are gonna happen. So as much as I love these guys and see us being together forever, or as long as it lasts, you never know. So I'm just trying to make the best of everything we do, you know what I mean, and have a blast, you know.
Okay. So all right, well, now we're to the part in the interview where I ask these questions. I have 3 questions that I ask all of my musicians. And so the first one is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
We create our own like crazy. We're really like I said earlier, we're nerds, man. And like if people hung out with us, they'd be like, what are you guys talking about?
I earlier said to you, I felt a little awa awa, which is our little word for just can't find the words to express myself properly would be one translation of that. Oh, but there's so many.
I'm a very random person, and I will say things that only I understand and no one else would understand, and they change constantly. So it's cool having a band because they get to the point where they start to kind of understand what you're talking about.
A lot of inside jokes,
but we Tim and Joe, man, they're like movie freaks, and they constantly are quoting movies,
citing movies
that I've never heard of. I'm like, you haven't seen this movie? I'm like, yeah, but I don't remember that line, you know, like what you're talking about. But, and we're really bad about making up names for each other, you know, and like which are constantly evolving. I don't know what the recent ones are, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I use a lot. So,
okay, so what's your drink of choice?
I don't think I'm legally able to say, being under 21.
But we buy you drinks if you were to send us to 7-Eleven like on occasion at practice.
Nothing
particular.
Nothing beats a Heineken. I don't know. I enjoy that. Enjoy my beer time to time.
I'm an extreme fan of Jameson on the rocks. Jameson Irish whiskey. That's like I drink too much of that, and that, coupled with a Amstel or a Pabst, is just like perfection for me. I love it.
All right, and how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
I've heard you ask this question before. It's funny because our friends in Louis
enjoy
the eyeliner.
The liberal usage of eyeliner.
Liberal. They've kind of strayed from it recently, though. But I figure do what you want. As much as people try, you know, everything can be called a trend, and it's like it's really hard to be unique and whatever, but I've put it on from time to time, and I think it's fun. But I don't care if you do. I don't think about it.
There's a time and place for it, and I'd consider it Halloween. So, not a makeup guy, so...
Well, do you guys have a final message for anyone listening or for your fans?
Keep checking out the MySpace, maybe, because we have a lot of more songs going to be recycled, and we have some of the older demos up there right now. from before the band really was together. It was just me. And soon we're going to start having some nicer, high-quality recordings, so keep a lookout for that. As well as... No, really, just that, actually.
I'll just spit my favorite quote, and it's kind of cliche, but things of quality have no fear of time, and just keep on doing what you're doing, and do the best you can in life, you know, and it'll all work out.